Leipzig's Western District is relatively new. Until the late 19th century, the place where you are now standing was marshland. The marsh wasn't filled in until the Karl-Heine Canal was dug in Plagwitz. The excavated earth was used to raise the ground, which was then drained and prepared for construction. Streets and residential buildings were built. When Erwin Schulhoff came to Leipzig in 1908 at the age of 14 to study music, he moved into this apartment building at 35 Elsterstraße. Schulhoff spent just under a year in Leipzig. However, he returned to Leipzig several times for short visits. One evening in 1930, he might have been standing here in front of the building. Perhaps a window on the first or second floor would have been open. Then you might have heard a brand new valve radio set, playing a program from a Leipzig station, its sound drifting out into the street.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we welcome the composer and pianist, Erwin Schulhoff. Mr. Schulhoff, you compose music that appeals to some listeners, while others see it as an attack on concert hall traditions.
Yes, you're right. Some people still cling to the view that jazz, the foxtrot, and the like aren't suitable for so-called serious music. I never wanted to make art for art's sake. For me, music has a physical power. Jazz is rhythm, the body, the here and now, life.
You're no stranger to Leipzig. You studied here.
Yes, that's right. Under Max Reger and Robert Teichmuller. Back then, Leipzig's imposing central station hadn't yet been built.
Has Leipzig had a lasting influence on you?
In its own way, certainly. But you know, looking back, everything before the war seems completely carefree. What really changed me was the war. A whole cultural world was lost. After that, I could never write music in the same way again.
Mr. Schulhoff, you've brought us a new piece this evening, the Hot Sonata for Alto Saxophone and Piano.
The first movement, yes. Listen to it for yourselves.
The Hot Sonata for Alto Saxophone and Piano combines elements of jazz with classical compositional techniques. Schulhoff actually performed the work live on air in 1930. For MIRAC, the Regional Broadcasting Corporation. Schulhoff regarded music as a means of political expression. For example, he set the Communist Manifesto to music. The Nazis classified his music as degenerate art, partly because of his Jewish heritage. Hoping to escape the Nazi regime, Schulhoff applied for Soviet citizenship. But he was unable to leave the country in time. He was arrested in 1941 and deported to the internment camp at Wulfsburg, near Weißenburg in Bavaria, where he died in 1942.